Lord, have mercy. Mercy me. As you may have guessed, I will be speaking about the fifth beatitude from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. In Ephesians 2, 4 through 5, we learn that because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Mercy is an integral part of Christ's teachings and miracles. But what does it mean for us to be merciful? We think of mercy as being compassionate, kind, and giving towards the weak, the sick, the downtrodden, the unfortunate. According to the Bible, mercy also means we should forgive those who have sinned against us. But being merciful is an action. You cannot be truly merciful or compassionate unless you do something about it. We're close to a young man who lives in a neighboring town. We'll call him Tyler. In his community, there's a severely autistic man in his mid-30s named Daryl. According to Tyler, Daryl lives with his parents and doesn't have much of a social life, although not for a lack of trying. Daryl is known to knock on people's doors at all hours. His parents presumably tell him to go out, make some friends, and do something fun for the evening. Maybe they just need a break from Daryl once in a while, too. Who knows? One Friday night, around 10 o'clock, Daryl knocked on Tyler's door. After working all day, Tyler was exhausted and just wanted to kick his feet up and chill out. The last thing he wanted was company. But he reluctantly opened the door to find Daryl there, all smiles, wide awake, asking, "Hey, do you want to hang out for a while?" Daryl is known to act impulsively. He sometimes struggles to get certain words out and rocks back and forth on his feet. Daryl's behavior may annoy some people, and many thoughts went through Tyler's head when he opened the door, like, "Ah, great. How can I get rid of this guy?" He could have easily said, "Dude, it's late and I'm really tired. Maybe another time?" But instead, he did in fact welcome Daryl in. They wound up having a great evening, shooting the breeze, drinking sodas, and watching one of Daryl's favorite Batman movies. Something told Tyler that this is a guy who needs a friend. Many people wouldn't have had that kind of patience. They might have told Daryl to get lost or even slammed the door in his face. But Tyler's giving him a few hours of his time probably made a difference in Daryl's life. Of course, having no sense of time, Daryl had to be prompted to leave. But that experience left both men feeling like something good had happened that night. The same scenario continues to happen every couple of weeks as Daryl enjoys a newfound friendship. Can we call it mercy? I wonder where Daryl would be today if Tyler hadn't opened the door and showed him mercy. Tyler had a choice to make: ignore the knocking or let him in. The situation between Tyler and Daryl reminds Ron and me of the famous painting Ron's folks have hanging in the house for years, Jesus knocking on a wooden door. Some of you may have seen it. Would you have let him in or dismissed him? I wonder where we would be today if we hadn't answered the door. In the Bible, Jesus shows mercy to those who are suffering by bringing them hope and healing. He restored sight to the blind and gave the paralyzed the ability to walk again. Perhaps one of the most profound acts of compassion and mercy was toward people afflicted with leprosy, which was considered a highly stigmatized and contagious disease in that time period. He not only restored physical health to lepers, but also reintegrated them into society, erasing the social isolation and discrimination they endured. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, Matthew 10:8. Jesus also shows mercy to sinners, as in the case of a woman caught in the act of adultery. She was brought to Jesus by her accusers, who happened to be religious leaders. Jesus' response to her accusers: "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her," John 8:7. Now, it's easy to show mercy to the poor, the disabled, the lonely, and less fortunate, but it's not so easy to be merciful to people who don't fit our idea of how a person should behave. Working part-time at a liquor store, I see regular customers come in every morning and sometimes a few times during my shift to get their daily fix of alcohol. I notice their hands shaking and see the shame on their faces. Some would view them as weak or disgusting, but to be truly merciful, we must see their misery through God's eyes. God looks at the bitter and sad drunk and sees the physical pain and emotional agony caused by that person's dependence on alcohol. So whenever I feel compelled to judge these customers, I'm reminded of the phrase, "Don't judge others because they sin differently than you." After all, I don't know their history or what circumstances led their addiction to alcohol. It's also not in our nature to show mercy to people who have wronged us or a loved one. Think of the bully at your child's or grandchild's school. Maybe this kid is going through a tough time. Maybe he has a bad home life, and the only way to deal with his own struggles is to take out his frustration and anger on others. Maybe this kid just needs someone to recognize his pain, someone to talk to, someone to really listen to him and show him they care. We are all sinners in some way, aren't we? But our sins are forgiven because Jesus died for us. The Bible tells us to show mercy by giving people what they need, not what they deserve. Instead of looking down on people we feel are unworthy or beneath us, we should look at them with compassion and mercy. Instead of hating or rejecting people for sinning against us, we need to forgive them. Mercy builds bridges instead of barriers. Jesus challenges us to show mercy, and we should all try to do that every chance we get. Let us pray. Merciful God, we are so grateful to you, for you have taught us to be merciful and compassionate, just like you. Allow us to remember that when we behave kindly and lovingly towards people around us, we honor you and your eternal mercy and love. Amen.